Well, here we are again on a Tuesday evening, 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK, and we're with you for 120 minutes, which is 2 hours. And in those 2 hours, we normally fit anywhere up to 11 people into a show. You know, it's quite a feat. You know, it's quite amazing, and we have been known to go over, but we're not doing tonight. on occasions we do, but as law has it, the internet connection at Tina's End is not brilliant this evening. So we won't be going over. And we will be finishing on time. There's five lovely people in the call queue already. And all the links are available for you. So today's guest, that is a link. Underneath that is the new set amount donation button. What does new set amount mean? It basically, it's a starter. It's like, okay, you're on a quiz show, and let's think of, I can't think of any of the names of the quiz shows here in the UK now, but your starter for 10, yeah, and I think it's, it used to go, oh right, yes, there used to be a quiz show called University Challenge, there you are, and Bamba Gascoigne, your starter for 10, right, because that's basically what it means. It's just giving you an idea of a starter amount. Now, that's just an introduction to what you can put in if you want to. Yeah, you don't have to. You can put less. Some people actually put more. And there you go. Underneath that is the group page, and that is a clickable link as well. Farther down the show page, you will see the international number that we use for people to call into the show. It is an international number, and some service providers now are charging to call, which makes it very difficult. So unless you've got unlimited minutes on your phone, which is on a cell phone, contract cell phones usually have unlimited minutes on. So I'm looking at least one person in the call queue at the minute that doesn't pay to call in to the show. If you're calling from a landline, it gets a little bit tricky. There's a person at the moment that wants to be in the shows here with me, and I'm going to work something out for that gentleman in due course. We can add up to 3 people. But it kind of gets a little bit difficult with the when we have to mute and unmute the microphones. So, you know, it can be a bit tricky having more than one guest in the studio. And we can't call out unless they are in the USA. That's something else we can't do. Anyway, 5 people in the call queue, as we said, and we're going to make a start. So we're going to say hello to Tina, first of all.
Good evening, guys.
Hiya, Tina. You're not sounding too bad, actually. That's quite pokey connection there. Okay. Right. So then, right on line one is Deep.
Good evening, Deep.
Or not.
Or not, no.
Right. Prove me wrong, then. It's going to be one of those nights again. Okay. Right. Queen's on line two.
Good evening, my lady.
Ah, good evening, my lady. I'll take first place. Come on, Deep. Come on, Deep. How are you today?
I'm fine, my queen. And you?
I am in a real creative zone, and I am very grateful. What's up, Ken? He's not there, of course.
No. How can I help, my lady?
Whatever comes, and if I have questions, I will ask. Thank you.
Okay. Well, first of all, can I say how beautiful them pieces were that you were showing just before I came on radio on Instagram. They were absolutely magnificent. Beautiful pieces, absolutely beautiful. You have done really, really well with them. Okay.
Thank you so much.
I do also feel as though I know you give me clarification that the other night when we were talking, I was talking about you getting a phone call, and you did actually get that phone call, which I'm thankful that you gave me the clarification of that one as well. But I do feel as though this phone call was quite more overwhelming for you. Would that make sense?
Overwhelming, not yet. I was very happy to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
But my response to it, I took my time to respond back to them, and it was comfortable. So I say no.
Okay. Well, I did feel as though you was really happy. Obviously, you gave me the clarification for it, which is a well-deserved phone call on your behalf. Okay. I do feel also as well that I do feel there's not only, I reckon there's going to be another phone call coming because I'm feeling it. I do feel as though there's going to be a lot more phone calls coming your way to do with your artwork. Okay. I honestly do feel as well that there's people looking around for sort of pieces like yours, which is like original, which is different to any sort of pieces that there was before. Okay. I'm honestly feeling as well that you're going to be inspired to do a lot more as well, because I feel as though there's some inspiration going to come your way, even if it hasn't. I do feel as though there's inspiration coming your way as well, my queen. I'm also feeling that you've got a lady and a gentleman with you that's giving you this inspiration, and they're very, very proud of what you are doing. But I do feel as though you've had a thought or are going to think of another thought for another piece that you want to do as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
That would make sense. I'm sitting here working, creating right now. And in terms of the phone call, there's more parts to connecting with these people. So they may want more from me yet. They will want
right.
more from me yet. That's going to be challenging. But I'm preparing myself for what they are requesting from me, what they will be requesting from me.
Right, okay. But please don't overdo yourself. This is what I'm saying. Please don't overdo yourself because they don't want you overdoing it and really overworking yourself, okay? They're talking about you need to also take some time for yourself as well. It's just that at this precise minute, you're feeling as though you're feeling that you're having a need to start and create some more pieces. Would that make sense?
Well, I'm inspired to, and I'm not going to overwork myself. I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen. That's no way.
Right. Okay. It's just that this is what we're not wanting from you, sweetheart. They don't want you to overwork yourself. But the things that you are doing, the projects you've got going at this precise minute, this lady and gentleman is so proud of you. They are actually, they're singing some kind of a song, a different sort of language. Would you understand that, please?
It's probably connected to a message you gave me a while ago, the tribe. That's probably what it is.
Right, okay, because this is what I'm getting. They're singing a song in a different language. I can't make out the language. As you say, it might be a tribal language, but they are singing a song in a different language. I cannot make out the words either of what they're saying. But it does seem to me so it's a happy song. Would you understand a happy song in a tribal language?
I would. Few, yes. A few.
Right, okay.
That I know, yes.
Right, okay. Okay, because it's just like, I'm getting some words of like, what could sound like ula and some other sort of different words. Would you understand any of them sort of words, please?
Not at the moment, it's not coming to me.
Right, okay. Okay, well, I'll leave that one with you. Then you could probably work out what they're trying to sing. But they are interested and very, very much looking over you with all these pieces that you're doing. They're giving me, I don't know what this is, but they're giving me some sort of a tribal piece. Would you understand any sort of a tribal piece, please?
Yes. A lot of them, actually.
Okay, because they're giving me a tribal piece. I don't know what sort of a piece it is, but they're giving me a tribal piece. It's like a statue, and it's like it's made out of the materials that you use, but it's in far more detail. Would you understand that?
Perhaps, and perhaps it's coming.
Okay, because this is what I'm getting. It's like a statue. This figure has got arms, it's got legs. I do feel as though they're showing me some sort of grass skirt around it. Would you understand a grass skirt around it at all? Or a grass skirt of some sort, please?
You know, I have some pieces that I already created that I was thinking of putting some. It's called raffia, and I was thinking about adding some raffia to it. Yeah.
Right, okay, because this is what I'm being shown. Okay, this is what I'm being shown. This is what they are showing me, and it looks so beautiful, and it looks so stunning as well. It's absolutely marvelous, my queen. It really does. Saying to me also that things are going to get better for you. I feel as though things are going to get better for you as well, because I feel as though it's going to be a step in the right direction of the step that it's some sort of step that you've always wanted. Would you understand that?
Yes. It's been a long time for the statues, for my sculptures. It's been a long time. Yes.
Yeah. So I do feel as though there's a step in the right direction coming for you as well. And I do actually feel as though, my queen, this is going to be making of you. I do honestly feel that.
It's going to be what? I didn't get that word.
It's going to be the making of you. It's going to be something that you're going to be doing that you're going to be well known for as well. Okay, it's going to be, then I feel as though people have been asking you questions as well this week at some point. Would you understand that, please?
I heard you say something about people asking me questions. Is that what it was?
Yeah, would you understand that?
Starting to communicate more with me as I'm ready to communicate with them. Yes, it's happening.
Right. Right, okay, because this is what I'm getting from them. They're showing me a crowd of people, or maybe like, I'd say about 10 people in a crowd or something around you. Would you understand the people around you, please?
Well, yes, I do. It could be a retreat. It could be a festival. It could be both. It could be classes. So yes, I can relate to that.
Right, okay. I just wanted to come through basically and just to tell you how proud of you they are, really. Okay?
Well, I thank you, my lady, for all the blessings that you share with me, and may they be multiplied hundreds of times for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my queen. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, queen. Okay. We've got new batteries in our little mouse, but my buttons in my virtual studio that have nothing at all to do with me, by the way, you know, because it's all virtual, as we said at the start there, they're not working properly. And they're sticking. And that is a problem of format in the actual Blog Talk studio. It's a poorly formatted page, but never mind. We'll persevere. Okay. Deep, are you there now?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that, Ken. Good evening, Tina. How are you?
I'm very well, Deep. And yourself, please?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm coping. Any messages that you have from Spirit for me today, please?
Okay, sweetheart. Would you understand that you've had a recent conversation with some people and you've come to an agreement of some sort? Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. I do feel as though this agreement is going to be fulfilled. Okay, I feel as though this agreement is going to completely fulfill for you, darling. And I do feel as though on the outcome of it, you are going to feel much better within yourself. And it's going to give you a bit more confidence. Okay, because I do feel as though your confidence has been knocked somewhat. Would that make sense?
Yes, Tina, it does.
Okay. Because I do feel as though I need a boost of confidence, sweetheart. I really do, because I'm feeling as though around you, you feel as though things are not going how you would like them to go, okay? But I do feel as though in the next few coming weeks, I do feel as though your confidence is going to grow, darling. I do really feel as though it's going to grow, sweetheart, all right? I do feel as though there's going to be more communication as well, because I do feel as though these people that you had a conversation with are going to be communicating with you with, a bit more, all right? I do feel as though you've put your side of the story across, which is a really good thing. It's made them think differently to what was thinking before, okay? I also feel as though you're going to get more communication with little man as well, which is going to be a really good thing for you, which will help boost your confidence somewhat more, okay? But I do feel, I do want the people around you that are saying to me that you do need to still concentrate on what the things that you want in life as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, maybe, yeah.
There is things you need to do that you need to concentrate on yourself as well. Okay. I do feel as though you could be interested in a new love interest as well in the next few weeks. Okay. I do feel as though I'm feeling as though you are going to be talking to somebody a lot more as well. I don't know who this person is going to be, but I do feel as though you are going to be talking to somebody a lot more, all right? I do feel as though it's a female figure, and I do feel as though she's going to be pretty new to you. I do feel as though she's going to be pretty new to you, to be honest. I honestly also feel as though there's going to be a new venture around the corner for you as well, sweetheart. I really do. Because I do feel as though there's something good coming towards you, sweetheart. I've got a gentleman and a lady with me. They're saying to me, they're going to make everything possible for you. Would you understand why they're saying that, please?
Probably, yes. I'm trying to get a second work. and I'm not sure how that will work out in terms of they are asking for references from my previous work, which is still ongoing. So maybe mm-hmm. that's what they're saying.
Because I do feel as though there's a new venture coming around the corner, because I do feel as though this lady and this gentleman that's with me are saying to me that they are going to make things possible. They do want you back up to where you was before, okay, without all the knockbacks and without all the interruptions and without all the heartbreak that's around you. They want you to try, they're going to help you get your life back on track, darling. All right. The understanding that things at this minute are quite pretty hard for you, sweetheart. Okay. They do feel as though it is quite pretty hard for you. But they want you to back up to full strength, darling. They want you back up to where you were before, because they're saying they want you back up with your ambitious attitude. Would you understand why they've said that, please?
Yes, I do, Tina.
Okay. They want you back up with your ambitious attitude as well, sweetheart. And they want you going after everything that you want. I don't know why they're saying that, but I do feel as though the things that you do want in life, that you want to be happy, you want to be stable, and you want to be very, very comfortable, can I say? You want to be comfortable as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. This is why this lady and gentleman are working with you, darling. This is why this lady and gentleman's working with you, because this is what they want for you. I do feel as though it's a grandfather figure, maybe a grandmother figure. Would you understand a grandfather and grandmother in spirit, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I feel as though when they was on this earth plane, they was always giving you wise words. Okay, I do feel as though they was always giving you wise words, sweetheart. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
It does, yes.
Okay. They've just said to me, I've got to tell you, life is what you make of it. Life is what you make of it. You need to go out and get what you want when you want it. Okay, I don't understand what this means, but it does sound very wise words to me. Okay, and this is what they want for you, sweetheart. This is what they definitely want for you. Okay, they've just said to me as well, things with communication are going to have to be a must. I think it's to do with you and these other people, or you and little man talking about things. Okay. Would you understand there's been a discussion about a school or some sort of learning place, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because this grandmother and grandfather figure are in on that discussion. Okay, they're saying to me, you've put some good things across, but you could have put more across the same. Would you understand why they're saying that, please?
No, I don't. Maybe it's about family coaching. I've asked for family coaching, but she doesn't want to do it.
Right, okay. Okay. Well, this is what I'm getting. Okay. There's something you've got to be insistent about as well. There's something they're saying that you've got to be insistent about. Would you understand why they're saying that as well, please, Dave?
No. System.
Insistent. You've got to push it forward, or you've got to keep pushing forward.
Insist. Insist. Maybe to let me speak to my son over the phone, because she's not letting me do that at this point for no
right.
reason. She's just being vindictive, and she's just being grudge.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just holding a grudge.
Right, okay. This is what I'm saying. You've got to be insistent about it. You have got to push for it, okay? You've got to push for what you want. This is why they're saying to me, you have to push for what you want, sweetheart, okay? Doesn't matter about the barriers. You've got to push through them barriers as well, okay? I don't know whether they're talking about things to do with Little Man now, or there's some other things that you've got to push the barriers for, okay? They're also saying they're very much proud of the way you are coming back and the way you are fighting back now, okay? But they're saying you need to start of release some frustration that you've got inside of you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it
Right, okay. Because they'd want you to start and flush that frustration out. Okay. They want you to start and flush that frustration out now, darling. All right. Because they want you to look at things differently. I don't know why they're saying this, but they want you to look at and rethink stuff differently. Would that make sense, please? Okay, darling. Okay. Because they're very much around you. They're saying to me they've got to send you a lot more inspiration. Okay. Because they're saying that you're thinking about something, but you're unsure of what to do with this something.
Okay, we can talk about it next time. Thank you, Tina. I will keep that in mind. Thanks
All
for
right.
the message.
Thanks so much,
Thank
Tina.
You,
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Right. Now, we will be taking breaks, ladies and gents, because what we've realised is that we've got 10 people in the call here. We're actually going to take a short break now because it's like 30 minutes into the show. We've got 10 people in the call here. If we don't take breaks, then it kind of gets very, hard for Tina or anybody else to actually work, and we all need breaks. We need breaks for various things. But can I say before we go to break that out of 10 people in tonight's call queue, some of those are actually subscribers already. Yeah, and I just want to remind you that the PayPal button is active there on every show page. Please do try to use it. Yeah?
Come on and look in my eyes.
Well, during that piece of music, we've just been joined by Cindy there on line 11, Cindy. Okay. Right. Now then, before we move on, I want to send a message out. I'm not sure whether my daughter listens all the time, but I've got a new listener, and it's kind of strange because I put something up about the show there the other night, and I got a comment there from my granddaughter. So whether she started to listen, she's old enough now to do so, without judgment, so to speak. So I just want to say that, you know, some support there really in the way of prayer and a little bit of help sent that way, because there's things going on there that I can't really say over the radio because I don't know myself. It just kind of hurts because they were supposed to be coming up here next weekend, because one granddaughter is now 16 years of age next week, and they're coming up to Birmingham to celebrate with some friends. Now that can't happen, you know, for one reason or another, and I haven't got the full SP on that, so you know, my thoughts are with them, sort of thing. And it's a little bit upsetting because I was looking forward to seeing them all, you know, and after this COVID shit that we've had to go through, you know, we don't really need any more shite. Right then, let's bring Tina back online, and we should be with line 3, and that's a gentleman this evening, Desmond.
Good evening, Desmond.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hi, how can I help?
Yeah, my question today was, do you see me, my friend Robin, getting any closer? Every time we, you know, we seem like getting close, she like pull back. I mean, I know she's been hurt in her past a couple of times, plenty of times, but I guess she
okay.
really don't want to. Yeah, she really don't want to get hurt again. But
okay, I do feel as though you're gonna get close, darling, because obviously she's got trust issues. As you've just said, she's been hurt that many times. What I want to say is that she does really care about you. She does honestly really care about you, sweetheart, okay? There's no shadow of a doubt with that. I do feel as though when she's around you, she does feel relaxed. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I honestly do feel as though she is very attracted to you, but obviously she does want to take it slowly, but I know when you get close she pulls away. Maybe that's because of the trust issues that she's got inside of her. Okay. She's frightened of being hurt again, darling. Okay. This is what's up with her. She's frightened of being hurt. Okay. She doesn't want to be hurt again. But I do feel, on the other hand, you're sort of like best friends as well. Would that make sense?
Say that one more time.
I said, you do. On the other hand, I do feel as though you're best friends. Would that make sense?
Yeah, we attract each other, and we also like friends at the same time, like best friends at the same time. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is it. I feel as though, I mean, because some people do feel as though, like, when you have a best friend that's a male, you do feel as though if you get into a relationship with them, you're going to break that bond. I'd say the bond that you have. Okay, I'd say the bond that you have, and I think this is what is actually worrying her as well, darling, to be honest. Okay, but you need to basically just sit down and talk to her and see what you can come up with as a compromise. Okay, as a compromise, because I know you very much care about her, and I do feel the the willingness that you've got with her to make a commitment. Would that make sense?
I couldn't hear that last part. Broke up a little bit. The willingness to do what?
To make a commitment. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though what you need to do, sweetheart, is lay your cards out on the table. Okay. I do feel as though you need to lay your cards out on the table, sweetheart, obviously, because of what's going on and how you're feeling and the way she's reacting every time you get close. Okay. I honestly do feel as though she does honestly care about you very, very much, darling. That is without a shadow of a doubt. But I do feel as though there's some things inside of her that she's not willing to say. I do feel as though one of them, obviously, because you get on really well and you're best friends, I do feel as though one of them, she doesn't want to lose that bond with you. Okay. I do feel as though she doesn't want to lose that bond with you. But on the other hand, I think she's got heart telling her one thing and mind telling her another. And I think you've actually been feeling that as well from her. Would that make sense?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, I do feel as though that could happen, is happening with her, okay? I do feel as though she can talk to you about almost anything, and I do honestly feel as though when you're together, you are like us one, okay? And I do feel as though she is your soulmate, darling. Obviously, because of the past issues she had with relationships, she's wanting to try it with you, but obviously she's wanting to not lose the bond and the relationship that she's got with you right now. Okay, this is what I'm feeling. I do feel as though she has got somebody around her in spirit that is trying to give her a bit of inspiration. He's trying to guide her into the right direction. Obviously, I do feel as though this direction is towards you as well. Okay, darling. But with people like that who have had past issues, relationship, they do have a tendency to be there one minute and pulling back. Because I think that what she's feeling is the feeling that she doesn't want to get too close and doesn't want to do it because she feels so she might get hurt again, which I know with just speaking to you, I don't feel as though you will hurt her, and I do feel as though you've been friends for a very, very long time as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, I mean, we've been friends like 2 years, but it feels like longer, like maybe eight years, you know, feeling it was only 2 years.
Yeah. I do honestly feel as though you two were destined to meet, darling. I do feel that you two were destined to meet. You've been looking for that special someone, and now you've found that special someone, you are willing to make a commitment to her, but I do feel as though... obviously, as I keep saying, the past issues she's had, she's finding it very, very hard to, I wouldn't say make the commitment, but I'd say she's finding it very, very hard to lose what you haven't got, what you've got at this precise minute, to lose what you've got at this precise minute. I think this is what she's very frightened of. Okay, I do feel as though this is what she's very frightened of losing what you've got right now. So I would suggest talking to her, putting it all on the table laying your cards onto the table, telling her how you feel about her, okay? And I do feel as though from that sort of direction, I do honestly feel as though you will get some sort of response from her, okay? Because I do feel as though you would do anything for her, and I do honestly feel as though you'd treat her like a queen. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This is my suggestion, sweetheart. This is all I can say, is that you take the advice that I've given you, darling, to be perfectly honest, and see what sort of a response you do get out of her. But I do feel as though it will be a good response you do get out of her, sweetheart. I really, really do. Okay. I honestly do feel as though she will submit feelings to you, and I do honestly feel as well that she will come out with all her fears that are inside of her, and I do feel as though you are going to sit down and you are going to talk to each other as well about it. And I do feel as though there is going to be a good outcome of it as well, sweetheart. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, I'd sit down to her and talk to her, sweetheart. That's all I can suggest, okay? And just see what her feelings are on. And I do feel as though, honestly, you are going to get some good responses from her, darling, okay?
Okay, all right. Thanks for the advice.
Okay. Is there anything you want to ask?
I think that's it right now.
Okay, then. Well, thank you for calling in, darling.
Wrong button. Okay. That's the wrong button.
Okay.
It's supposed to be the single bell. Okay. Right. We've got sticky buttons, wrong buttons. Okay, right now then, what we're going to do, we're actually going to pause the show, ladies and gents. And the reason we're going to do this is because I'm getting quite bored. We've got 11 callers in the call queue this evening. The first two callers of the evening were actually subscribers, which means that they subscribe already to the show. I'm looking at people that may be driving, that may donate later. But whilst the PayPal page is open, could we please see some effort to support us? Because there is not one out of 11 that is showing any signs of support there this evening. And, you know, we're here supporting you. And if we wasn't, you wouldn't be getting a reading. So as we're supporting you, will you support us back? You know, that's all I'm going to say. Right. We need to see that changing, please. So we will go back to a piece of music when it starts to change. If there's no change, then we might just abandon the show. We really need to change. We really need to see that button changing. Yeah. So it's really up to you. You want the show to continue, we need to see some change. So all you will get then is silence, because we're not playing no music or anything else. We want to see some change. It's not purely a donation. A donation is voluntary. We do know that. But all I'm saying is that it should be supportive of what we do. There should be some signs of a donation out of 11 people, and there isn't one single donation there this evening. not one single sign of support. And that is a miserable sign for what we are doing. So I was accused recently of being negative in my approach to things, but let's just say I know that the donation button is working, and it has worked on previous shows, and it should be working there this evening, so there is really no excuse. Right. Because what's happening here now is that we've got an hour and 7 minutes. And to be quite honest, if somebody don't put in the pot, then we're not going to get to you all because we'll run out of time. Now, on the show player, any sound that's not produced in the course of the show, and the player will catch up with it. So if we was to sit here in silence for the next hour, it wouldn't make a difference, because when we play the outro music at the end of the night, it will mix and match. And the dead air, as it were, is a thing that Blog Talk Radio does quite professionally from their end. Once the show is processed, and they do all the editing from their end, and they cut all the silence out. So do we really want silence? Are you going to make things happen this end, or should we just abandon the show? Yes, things are happening. We've got lift off. Okay, right. Thank you. So we will... Okay. I can't remember who that is now. The Beatles backed him on that one anyway, that's all I know. Okay. All right. Sounding a lot like Elvis Presley, really, wasn't it? I think Elvis did do a cover of that song. So there you go. All right. So Amala actually dropped her call, and if I remember rightly, was on line 5, 6. Right, five, I think. Yeah. So we're going to put that back in now. Amala's there on line 5. And there's one or two people that have actually dropped, which is kind of strange. I think they're probably the people that have already taken a call. So they're not going to work. Yeah, right, okay. I can understand that one. It's okay, I've already had my call. So, you know, if they've already had the call, then I'm out of here before I have to pay, you know. It's like, yeah, right. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know the crack. I'm just going to reset the bell because I've lost my single bell. And, you know, I'm going to put that song in the studio one of these nights. I've got to find out who sings that one, Carol. Carol was playing it on Sunday as one of the songs that she plays when she comes out the top. And you can ring my bell. Okay. Somebody's going to tell me who sings that now. Right. The donation button, let's just say there seems to be a problem there with PayPal. Okay. So it doesn't seem to be the caller's fault there that the payments are not coming through. I could see one person there, and it's only showing up one person, and yet on the main balance it's showing that either that one person has paid more than once or hit the button twice, which can happen. Or there are two people at least that have paid and only one showing there at the minute. So they're kind of slow at bringing the page up. So it could be their problem. I really don't know. But let's just say it is starting to come in now. Okay, we're going to get on with it then. We've lost a few, which is probably a good sign, because we can now handle what we have got left. Okay, now let's see where we're going then. I'm going to bring Tina back in, and we've got Pam.
Good evening, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good. How can I help?
Well, I was just wondering if you were able to pick up anything about an odd encounter I had today from a distance.
Right, okay. Do you feel as though this odd encounter was to do with a gentleman? Would that make sense?
No. I mean, afterwards, but mostly a friend of mine who's female.
Okay. This odd encounter, I do feel as though this odd encounter did actually worry you somewhat, okay, a little bit. I do feel as though there's somebody around you that's got feelings for you. Would that make sense?
They used to.
Okay, because I don't feel as though...
I haven't seen... I haven't seen this friend since I left this job, and I don't know what state she's in, but it seems like she avoided me. I waved to her, and she just kept, I thought she looked at me and then kept on walking. And then later, when I swung back around again, it was at this park, and one of our coworkers showed up, which is very unusual. And I don't know if she called him to come help her. I mean, I have no idea what's been going on there. I don't know. But I was just driving to a restaurant, minding my own business.
Okay.
So it was very, very strange.
Okay. I do feel as though this was very, very strange to you, and it is somewhat concerning because I do feel as though when you was in this job, did you feel as though you used to get on with this person pretty well, or the person pretty well? Okay. And it just seems sort of that all of a sudden, because you're not there now, they're not there. It feels to me as though when you was in this job, I do feel as though something went wrong. I don't understand why I'm getting these feelings, but I feel as though something went wrong. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. I don't understand this odd encounter because I don't understand why these people all of a sudden have turned around and started not acknowledging you.
Well, I know she saw me. We drove past each other, and I know she saw me. And then I went, the restaurant was really, the drive-thru was crowded, so I circled back, and I said, well, maybe I can catch her before she's actually in the woods because she goes for these walks. And she was starting to go into the woods, and I waved and I honked my horn, but she had her phone in front of her mouth, so I don't know if she actually saw me that time.
Okay, okay. Well,
because you know when you're talking to somebody, you don't actually register where you're looking.
I don't understand why. I do feel as though she did see you. I do feel as though she did see you, but she just chose to ignore you for some reason. Okay. I do feel as though she did see you, sweetheart, and I do feel as though she's chosen to ignore you for some reason. God only knows why, because it's not fair on yourself, okay?
Well, is it because are they spying on her at work? Because then I came back like 10 minutes later, and this coworker was in the parking lot looking around.
It's either that or she called them. It's either that or she called them and told them that you was around.
I know,
okay.
Which is weird. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Is that what she did?
I feel as though that's what she did. Okay. I feel as though she called them and told them that you was around, darling. I honestly do feel as though there's something more underlying as to why something went wrong at work for you as well. I do feel as though there is a lot of two-faced people where you was working. Would that make sense at all, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't think she was one of them.
Okay. But I thought if she wasn't, why would she ignore you for no reason whatsoever? Unless it is some sort of guilt that she's feeling. Unless it's some sort of guilt that she's feeling for something.
Well, I just wonder if she's the feeling I got, if she called him, then she must be afraid of me. Which is weird because I have had no contact with her in a month. I know where she takes all her lunch breaks. If I wanted to talk to her, I could have.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to hurt her, I could have, for God's sakes, in this past month. So I just thought it was really bizarre.
Yeah. It is bizarre why she's acting like this, darling. It really is really bizarre why she's acting like it, to be honest. Okay. I honestly do feel as though there's some sort of underlying guilt with her. There must be. Because if she clearly saw you, which I'm sure she did, I'm sure she clearly saw you, then as trying the best to get away from you for some reason... Unless she was frightened that you was going to start asking questions. That's the only other thing I can think of.
Well, I know she saw me the first time. You're saying she saw me the second time when she was walking into the woods.
Oh, I feel as though she saw you the second time. Yeah, definitely. And I think that is when she was on the phone to the co-worker to come out and help her. because she obviously thought you was going to question her about something. Or she's got a feeling of some sort that you was going to question her about something. Maybe she thinks that you're suspicious of her. But I'm not saying that there's not a lot of suspicion arising around the place where you was working. But I do feel as though there could have been some... She was thinking that you were suspicious of her. Maybe this is why she was thinking that you was maybe going to confront her about something. Okay? And I do honestly feel that there's some underlying guilt with her. I don't know why. I just can't shake that feeling that there's some underlying guilt with her. Maybe she
Why bring somebody else into it?
I don't know. Maybe to cover her own back. But yeah, I do feel as though she had some sort of underlying hand to do with what went wrong at work as well.
She did?
I feel as though she did, because I feel as though she's one of these people that are nice to your face but could backstab you as well. I don't know why. This is what I'm getting. Okay.
Well, what you said in the beginning, you said somebody around me has feelings for me. That was her.
Right, okay.
There was there was a lot of flirting on her part.
Right, okay. Well, this is maybe why the guilt's coming in. This is maybe why she's trying to avoid you, or tried to avoid you. Do you know what I mean? Because she's maybe thinking... that with who you are, she's probably going to be thinking that you was trying to maybe go confront her about something, because I say maybe the feelings that she had towards you, maybe she got a little scared and feel as though she had to get away. Okay? This is just summarizing, but I do feel as though this is what she was trying to do, sweetheart. I think she was trying to get away to stop you from confronting her, or so she thought you were going to confront her. But obviously you wasn't. You was just trying to be friendly and say hello.
Yeah, I didn't even get out of my car. I just drove by. I mean...
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing is she has to sign documents, and she's the only one who can do that. And other times people have gone to that park to find her to sign documents. Like something comes up unexpectedly while she's on her lunch break.
Right.
So I don't know if that's the reason why he was there, because he was looking towards the woods.
It could have been, but yet she could have called him to maybe she'd have thought to confront her about something. Maybe this is probably why she maybe called him as well, or he called her just for a signing of a document. But I feel as though deep down inside of her, darling, she did get scared. She did get scared. I honestly do feel as though she got scared.
Okay.
This is why she's maybe trying to get out of your way, or this is maybe why she's saying that she's pretending she didn't see you. Obviously, you knew she saw you the first time, but I do feel as though she saw you the second time as well. Okay. But I do feel as though she was trying to do her best to avoid you. Okay.
Yeah.
Just in case, she may be, this is all what I'm feeling. She may have got scared to you thinking that you was obviously going to confront her about something more than what was her feelings or what was the, I think it was more to do with work as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Thanks for your help.
All right. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Pam. Okay, we've lost Amala again, so I don't know where Amala is. Hope that you get your back there, Amala, into the show, and have time to call back. Somebody's just called in on 919. We'll get to that one in just a moment. I need to screen you. Okay, let's see where we're going. Okay. Yeah. Veronica.
Hello.
Good evening.
Well, welcome back to the show. Lisa, we lost him, and I'm glad you got some support coming in, and people were lost without Psychic Radio Show, and thank you, Ken, for coming back, and hi, Tina.
Hi.
How you doing? I have some questions. No, I'm not crazy. I've never been, but could I'm not sure if the destiny change or it's later, but I kind of want to be like in a lookout. I want to talk about friendship slash interest. With the gentleman that we once spoke of, is that still in the works? I don't know if it'd be his letter. The letter E. He's tall, kind of white skin, very built, muscular.
Okay. You don't need to describe anymore. I don't know, Veronica. I do feel as though you still speak to him, or you still keep bumping into him regular. Would that make sense, darling, please?
Yes, ma'am. True.
Okay. All right, darling. I do feel honestly as well, Veronica, that there is going to be somebody that's going to be coming into your life, darling. Okay? I do honestly feel as though somebody's going to be there. With friendships, I feel as though you're going to be making new friendships. Okay, darling? It's more of a word thing that I'm getting at this precise minute from you. I do feel as though you're nervous about a work position, or maybe you've been offered a new work position. Would that make sense?
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. This is what I'm getting from you, sweetheart. I mean, I'm getting that you've got you've been offered a new work position. And I do honestly feel as though you're in two minds as whether to take it or not. Would that make sense as well, please?
What do you mean by that? They don't want to take me?
No, whether you're in two minds, which is that you can't make a decision to take this job or keep a lookout for another one. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do honestly feel, sweetheart, that you need to take this job. I do feel as though you need to take this job because I do feel honestly, sweetheart, it's got better prospects for you. I do feel as though it's got better prospects for you. And I honestly do feel as though, sweetheart, that you're still thinking about this beauty parlor as well, or this beauty business that you wanted to do. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I do feel as though you need to seriously think about that as well. I do feel as though you need to seriously think about that as well, sweetheart, because I think that will do you some good as well. Okay. There is some sort of, I do feel as though there's a deal in the pipeline with you, or unless you've been offered a deal of some sort. Would that make sense as well, Veronica, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I do honestly feel as though there's somebody offering you a deal, which you're undecided which you want to take it or not. But I honestly do feel as though this deal is, I reckon it's going to do you some good. I really do think it's going to do you some good, sweetheart, because I do feel as though it's going to be the making of you, okay? I do feel as though it's going to give you everything that you want. Everything that you've ever wanted, okay? I know you've got a lot of decisions to make, sweetheart, but I honestly do need for you to sit down and honestly work out the pros and cons of all these decisions that you do have to make, sweetheart, okay? Because I do feel as though some bits that you've been rushing into as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is why I'm getting these feelings, Veronica. Just talking to you, I do feel as though there is a lot of decisions that you do need to make, darling. I really do feel as though there's a lot of decisions that you do need to make, darling, okay? I do feel as though there's these decisions that you're wanting to make that you need to seriously consider and sit down and really think about it as well, sweetheart, okay? Your prospects or what you want to do, because I know starting up this business is your heartfelt soul idea of where you want to go in life. Would that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Right, okay. I do honestly feel as though you need to sit down and think about all the decisions that you do want to make in life, darling. I really, really do. Okay. I honestly want you to start and reconsider some ideas that you had, reconsider some thoughts that you had as well, because I feel as though the thoughts that, that you've had just lately, Veronica, that I do feel as though... A good thoughts, but they're not really what you would call for you, the thoughts that you want to go down. Would that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because you don't want to be making ideas out of thoughts that you don't think are going to be good ones, darling, to be honest. All right, darling. I understand that I do feel as though there is a gentleman going to come into your life, and I do feel as though it's a gentleman that you're going to meet. And I do feel as though it's going to be a new gentleman, okay? Because I do feel as though there's a gentleman around you that's secretly holding feelings for you, okay? I do feel as though it could be a friend that's a gentleman that's holding feelings for you, okay? I honestly feel as though, sweetheart, that you know this gentleman that's got feelings for you. Okay, I don't think it's just one gentleman. I think it's two, and I think you're going to have to be making a lot of decisions with them as well. Okay.
I love it.
Okay. I do feel as though there's going to be a lot of decision-making when you're away from this. Okay. And you have got the guidance of the angels to help you make these decisions as well. Okay. To be perfectly honest, Veronica, you have got a lot of decisions to make. All right, darling. But with your job prospects, mainly, to be honest, you need to start and put your heart and soul into what you really, really want to do, darling. Okay? You do need to put your heart and soul into really what you want to do, because I do feel as though there's a dream in there that you want to do, and I'd say go for this dream that you want to do, okay? I do feel as though you need to go for this dream that you want to do, all right, darling? I understand that it's going to be probably very difficult for you to go for this dream that you want to do, but I do feel as though you're backing others. I do feel that there's a best friend around you that keeps giving you advice about things. Would that make sense?
Who?
A best friend that's around. I feel as though you've got a best friend or a friend that you keep talking to about decisions that you have to make. And I do feel as though there's somebody around you that's been giving you advice. Would that make sense?
Yes, something strange happened. There is no clouds, and it's sunny, and water just drip down. One drop from the sky.
Okay.
Sorry, interrupt. That's beautiful.
Okay. But you have got angels around you, darling. You have got angels around you. You've got a very special angel around you. Okay, giving you guidance. You've got a very special angel around you that's giving you guidance, Veronica. All right?
Yeah.
Would you understand that you've had a discussion, I feel as though it's with angels, about helping you to find your way and find your path of your dreams. Would you understand that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, because I do feel as though this special angel was actually listening to you. And she's just said to me, the things that you want to in life are the things that you can make life as it wants to be. Okay? This is what she said to me to tell you. Okay, and I do feel as though this is a very, this person was a very, very wise lady as well. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because she is saying to me, she says, you know, you can do what you want to do in life. All you have to do is just take a stab at it, sweetheart.
Thank you, that's beautiful.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Amazing, thank you.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you. Speak to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Veronica. Right, okay. And Veronica, always very supportive of the show, you know. So, okay. Right then. Now, what does it mean supporting Psychic Choice Radio? And you've got to stop and think, okay, we might be the only station there at the moment that is actually asking for donation support. And, you know, my granddaughter actually podcasts, video podcasts on Facebook and YouTube. Yeah, mainly on YouTube. And she does video animation. She makes a story up and then animates it, yeah? And she's very good at that. She wants to turn it into a job. And she wants to be a paid podcaster. Why not? I mean, there are online jobs out there at the minute that are seemingly not jobs, and yet they're making a fortune out of it. I don't intend to make a fortune. I just intend to keep the shows going. And, you know, your support, you might think, okay, right, $39. Yeah, and you might have already done the conversion there, ladies and gents, yeah? And you might think, that's not a lot in British money, yeah? And yet, you can support more than 1 month by continuously putting something in the pot. So if there were just maybe 6 people out of 12, for instance, donating on one show, you know, that is, by the end of 3 nights, that is enough to keep 1 month going. Yeah? And you know, I shouldn't really be telling you this because, you know, as I say, we intend keeping more than 1 month going. We intend keeping 12 months going. And we intend going beyond 12 months into the next 12 months. And we intend going unlimited, you know, because the shows are knock-on. It's not just one show that you're donating to. It's the whole thing, yeah? So when we continuously support you by bringing these people forward to read for you in the first place, they don't get nothing. So, you know, the studio is the only thing that has to be paid for. Nobody else gets anything. Tina don't get nothing. And neither do the other readers get anything at all. You know, they're giving their time freely to be here. And we hope that they enjoy it. You know, I enjoy doing what I do here. And for the last 11 years, you know, in the early days, we asked for nothing. We even had 2 studios going. And even though that was costing a small fortune at the time, because, you know, having to keep 2 studios, and it still had to be paid for each and every month. We did that, and all that time, over the 11-year period, I was unemployed. I am now retired. So, you know, I need support more than anything else now. But, yeah, okay. But, you know, as I say, paid podcasting is a thing of the future. And my granddaughter is actually old enough to start earning now. So they have a limitation on that on YouTube, which they can't actually earn until they become a certain age. But she's off that age now where she can actually start earning. And I think she's going to do big. So, you know, we're not the only people that are podcasting that is making money, if you like, because you know, support. Yeah, when you're supporting something, you're actually saying I like type of thing. It's like hitting that like button with a dollar. You know, it's like I throw the dollar at the like button. There you go. Whatever or whatever other currency you may use, but you know, if you're gonna like something, and then show that you really do like what we do here and support us, yeah. So let's see where we're going then. Only three people here now. He's got 30 minutes, which is just right. The amount of people that actually didn't want to pay that left has left us with just the right amount of people to finish the show, which is just lovely. Okay, let's see where we're going then. Bring Tina back in and we'll be T.
Good evening, T.
Good evening.
How can I help you?
Hi, I was just calling to see pretty much what did you give for me as far as career?
Okay. Okay. I do feel as though there's a special career that you want. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I do feel as though this career involves helping people sit out. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I honestly see you going down this career path, Dan. I really do feel as though you're going to go down this career path. Okay. I'm understanding and I'm feeling that it's been your dream goal for quite some time. Would you understand that?
Well, I go back and forth. Do you actually see what exactly it is?
I feel as though it could be in either a care home or a hospital. I feel as though it could be a care home or a hospital. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay, because this is what I'm in, sweetheart. This is what I'm getting. I do feel as though when you're doing this, I do feel as though you're a very caring person deep down inside of you. And I do also feel as though there's been someone that you've cared for before. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I think this is where it's come from, darling. I do feel as though this is where it's come from. Because I do feel as though basically you're an earth angel. I feel as though you're an earth angel, darling, that will go out of your way for anybody and put your own feelings aside to think about everybody else. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do see you in a hospital, and I think more in a hospital than anywhere else, sweetheart, to be honest. Okay. Because there's a lot of patients in there that would need your help. Okay. I do feel though at some point your specialty will be with children that have maybe got special needs, or you want to help children as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do feel as though this is the path that you're going to go down. And I can say all you've got to do is work for that path, darling. Really work for that path. Study it, educate it, okay? Study it and educate it. It's going to be the best thing for you. But please, 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 this is something that you need to seriously sit and think about yourself. Okay, I honestly want you to think about seeing your prospects in within that sort of sector as well, darling, to be honest, because you're going to see things with, especially with children, that's going to be an upsetting theme for you. But I do feel as though you've got a very strong heart for that sort of thing. And I do feel as though you'll put your time and effort into them sort of situations, okay? I do honestly feel as though you've got an angel around you. And I do feel as though at one time when this angel was on earth, I do feel as though it was a very special lady. Would you understand the very special lady in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though it's this special lady that's around you, sweetheart, that's giving you this inspiration and is giving you these, what can I say?
Well,
these thoughts around you as well.
Okay. Do you know if the one, if it's the PhD or is it the nursing? Do you know which one it is?
I feel as though it's a PhD. It could be PhD, but yes, again, it could be nursing, because I think you're flipping backwards and forwards between the two as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though it's one of the two, but I think to be perfectly honest with you, I think nursing's more coming in your favour. I do feel as though nursing's coming in more within your favour. And I do feel as though you're thinking nursing's coming in more between your favour as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Do you see me staying where I'm at right now or relocating?
I do feel as though you're going to relocate, because I do feel as though you're going to get a job where you're going to have to relocate.
Do you know what state?
I'm being given maybe eastwards. I'm given east. Would you understand which states to the east?
To the east? No, I don't.
Okay, but I'm being given east. I don't know whether you're on the coast or not, sweetheart, but I'm being
given
east.
I'm already there. Okay.
Maybe northeast or southeast. It's something to do with the east. It's something to do with the east, darling. So it may be a town or a city just below you, or it may be a town or city just above you. Okay. This is what I'm getting.
Is it Florida?
Sorry?
Is it Florida?
I don't know, but I'm being given a town or a city.
Okay,
I'm being given a town or a city, sweetheart. So this is what it's been, this is what it's given me. And I do feel as though you are going to make the decision between PhD and the nursing, sweetheart. Okay? I do feel as though you're going to be making decisions between the PhD and the nursing as well. But I do feel as though nursing could be in your favour. I do really do. Because I do feel as though this is what you need to be doing. Okay? This is what you need to be doing as well.
Okay?
Because I do feel as though this is where your abilities lie. This is where your abilities lie, darling.
Okay.
This is where your abilities lie. So I really, because this is what earth angels do. These earth angels do have a lot of caring nature around them. They do have a lot of caring nature.
How long will it take me to finish school? How long do you see me in school?
That I can't say, because Spirit doesn't have a timeline. It's as long as Spirit wants you to stay there, sweetheart, okay? It's as long as Spirit wants you to stay there and learn to make sure you're up to where you want to be to go into that sort of career.
Okay.
All right. Okay. This is what Spirit does. They're working with you this precise minute, darling, and giving you inspiration. They're giving you guidance as well, because I feel they've been asking for a lot of guidance as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Should I start now? Starting now?
I do feel as you should be starting now, yeah. Because I don't feel as though you've got any reason as to why to hold it off, to be honest.
Okay.
I do feel as there's
what
no
about
reason.
The money? The money?
Sorry?
The money, financial.
I do feel as though you'll be able to get some financial help with it. I do honestly feel as though you'll be able to get financial help with it as well. And I do feel
okay.
as though it's going to be a very good thing for you. I do feel as though it's going to be a very good thing for you, darling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'll thank you for calling in, sweetheart. And I hope I do really give you really best hope for the future.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. I think that's T as in Tanisha. Okay. Right. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Cindy.
Good evening, Cindy. Cindy?
Not there. Okay.
No.
Okay, we'll come back to that one. It's out tending the horses or something. Okay, right. Sandra.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good evening. Good evening, Sandra. I'm okay, and yourself, please?
I'm good. I'm good. Needing a little guidance. I'm in a job that is just, it's crazy. My manager is a little bit wonky, and I'm just ready to move on. So I'm just wondering, do you see a new job coming for me?
I do feel as though there's a new job coming towards you, darling. I honestly do feel as though there's a new job coming towards you. Obviously, because of where you are at this precise minute, you're not very happy with... it's not just a manager. I do feel as though there's some people around you as well that you're not happy with. Would that make sense?
Yes. I don't even trust them.
Right. Okay. Okay. Because this is what I'm feeling, darling. This is exactly what I'm feeling. I honestly want to say that you do need to get out of that job, because obviously with one, you're not very happy, sweetheart, okay? And another, you're very suspicious of someone. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Okay. I wouldn't say you're just suspicious of the manager. I'd feel as though you're suspicious of somebody else besides the manager. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I do feel as though, deep down inside, I feel as though you're feeling as though you're going to be targeted by someone as well. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Okay. So you have got every reason to apply for a job, sweetheart, okay? I do feel as though, as well, you need to put some complaint in. I know maybe everybody sticks together there, but I do feel
yes.
as though there's going to be that one person around that's going to listen to how you're feeling as well. I do feel as though not everybody sticks to the same group. Would that make sense?
No. It's nice to know. It's just hard to believe, but that's good to know.
Yeah, I do feel as though there's not everybody that will stick to the same group, and I also feel as though there's people as well that don't like some of the morals of some other people that surround you as well.
Yes,
okay. But yes, you do have every reason to. Apply for another job, and I do see you applying for another job, and I do see you getting another job as well, sweetheart. Obviously, it's going to be in a lot better environment for you, okay?
Okay.
It is going to be in a lot better environment for you, and I do understand that you're going to make new friends as well. I do feel as though you're going to make new friends in this new job as well, sweetheart, and I do feel as though you are going to be more settled. And I also do feel as though this new job that you're going to be with, I don't think there's going to be any backstabbing at all, because I do feel as though people in this new job do have a policy about that sort of thing. Okay.
Good.
But I do see the reason why you want to apply for a new job. I'd say do it sooner rather than later. Okay. Before you get too unhappy, and I do feel as though at times you've had the feeling about just walking out of the place. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd say apply for a new job and go for a new job before you actually do lose the patience and do actually walk out of the place as well, sweetheart, to be honest. Okay. Because I know how fed up you are with it. I'm really feeling the anxiousness from you. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I do feel as though you're really, really anxious about it. I honestly understand how you are feeling, sweetheart, because employers, people found in them sort of companies shouldn't target each other or shouldn't target one specific person at all, because that is wrong on so many levels, okay?
Mm.
So I do suggest that you do start looking for another job and apply for another job as well, darling, okay?
Okay. I have been applying. I'm just praying that something will come through soon. Because
something will come through for you, darling. Something will come through for you. Okay. And I do feel as though you are going to make a lot of new friends at this new job as well, darling, to be honest. I really do feel that as well. And I do feel as though you're not going to completely get over trust issues, but I do feel as though you will start trusting a little bit more as well. It's going to take baby steps, darling, but I do feel as though you're going to start trusting a little bit more as well, because with everybody where you are now, I do feel as though you've lost respect for everybody as well. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I really have.
Yeah.
Someone who reports to me. That makes it even more difficult. This person is, I'm her manager and I can't trust her.
Right, okay. So basically what you're feeling like, you're walking on eggshells. You're walking on eggshells, basically. I would strongly suggest that you do start looking for another job, darling, before you do lose your patience there. I really do. Okay?
I appreciate that. I really do.
Okay, darling. Okay, so thank you for calling in, and I hope everything works out for you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay. Right, let's see where we are. Cindy, are you there now? Hello, Cindy. Are you with me now?
Jesus.
Strange, yeah. Cindy, are you there?
She disappeared.
Has ever gone on mute? Because the line's live, but there's nobody there. Okay. Right, we've got 13 minutes. We'll do. Take a short break and see if Cindy returns. And if we can fit her in, we will. If not, we'll have to, we'll be out of here.
The music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky.
Well, levitating, meditating, whatever we're doing, yeah, this evening. Okay, let's see where we are. Cindy, are you there now? Well, that's not happening, is it? Oh, okay. I think Cindy must have fallen asleep on my show. That's not good. Okay, right. But there's something not right there, because it's in the core queue, but maybe just listening and can't actually answer the phone at the moment. That's okay. We do have listeners on the show, ladies and gents. You know, we have listeners, and there's regular listeners that call in. And, you know, it's kind of strange, because I get... the occasional response in the donation box from people that don't actually call in. And these people are in far-flung countries. Like, we've got one in Denmark, we've got another one in Norway, and those places that don't generally call into the show. So they're just listeners. We haven't had a Denmark, Norway caller for a long time. We used to get a regular caller from Holland. They no longer call. So, you know, it's kind of strange, but obviously cell phones, because you can get unlimited minutes on a contract phone. And you don't pay anything to call. If you're calling from a landline, then it's a little bit more awkward now, calling from a landline, because a lot of service providers are actually charging for what's supposed to be a free call. If you're in the States, I do believe that all states in the US and most of Canada is free to call into this show. So there you go. So, you know, I mean, it's based in the US, of course. Well, that's it then, ladies and gents. We're out of here, because we've got 6 minutes on the clock. We've had a wonderful show this evening. I'm going to bring Tina in to say good night to you until the next time. And we are looking for new people. We've lost a few along the way. Some people have had to let go. We're looking currently for somebody for permanent Monday. We're looking for somebody for second hour Thursdays at the moment. So nobody's come forward for Saturdays as yet. We've got Kelly back on Sunday this week. So that's coming up, or next week, I should say. That's coming up. So, yeah, we're filling as many days as we can, but we're also struggling to make things happen for you. And, you know, two Monday shows we've lost, unfortunately, now. Can't really respond to that at the moment, because it's kind of, I don't want to be judgmental in any way, shape or form, but it's like we give people the opportunity to be here and it didn't happen. So, you know, we can't really carry on like that. We really need somebody that's going to actually be here when called. Yeah. So, you know, if they say they're going to do something, then they really ought to put an effort in to do it. And that's all I'm going to say on that matter. You know, they put the effort in to do something when you say you're going to do it. Otherwise, you know, at least be polite enough just to give some sort of response. But they've got no response whatsoever. So we've had to let go. Right, so that's the story thus far. I'm going to bring Tina in to say good night to you, and we'll do it all again next week.
Good night, everybody, and thanks for everybody.
Thank you, Tina. Thanks once
good
again.
Good night.
Right, thank you. Right, Tina always there for us, and Tina administrating there in the group for us at the moment. So do take an opportunity there to look at the group there, ladies and gents. Anybody can join. You don't have to be a reader to join the group. Listeners can also join the group, and you know, and you find out what's going on Psychic Choice Radio, who's coming up in the shows, and you can actually see show page players there from previous shows, because they're included in the event page. So if you look at tonight's event page, you will find tonight's show player in there, and we're going to be doing that from now on. So you will have to go to the event page to find the player for the night if you just want to listen. What's happening is that people are clicking on the player on Facebook and then you're trying to call in. And if we make them go to the group first, they can't do that. So, you know, it's all about making things work. Okay, so we're out of here, ladies and gents. Let's see what we've got for you. So we're going to find a piece of music for you to play out with.
Next time, we'll have ourselves a laugh.